The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners! Smile, it's Friday! Time for your BTN News show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 15th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, we reported, because this is what we got from Facebook slash Instagram a few months ago, saying that if you tried to take a screenshot of anybody's stories on Instagram, it would notify that person that, yes, that you took a screenshot. Apparently, that ain't going to take place now. Yes, Instagram has confirmed it is no longer testing a feature that would let people see when someone takes a screenshot of their story. So, yes, for all the little creepy people out there, wow, it's a win for you. Facebook did want to reiterate, saying back in February, they were just testing this feature, and never said it was going to be part of anything current in coming releases. Although they did kind of hint that way, I guess they backtracked. Well, it looks like Xbox One and Google Assistant and Alexa are about to have a three-way. That is, if the rumors are true. That's right, from what we're hearing, Alexa and Google Assistant will be able to control your Xbox One pretty soon. Though, as far as what it will be able to control, that remains to be kind of a hidden, shall we say, agenda. Now, of course, there's already Cortana integration with the Xbox One, though not very great. At least not on the Alexa level. And like we said, we're not even really sure how Microsoft's going to integrate Alexa or the Google Assistant into the platform yet. It may be an option in your menu, or it could be something entirely different. Now, if only Apple could seek the same direction. Yeah, I know, I'm dreaming. Hey, speaking of Google and Microsoft, and there has been rumors floating around that Google might be working on a way to dual boot an operating system between its Pixel OS and a Windows operating system. Well, those rumors are starting to look a little bit more true now. According to the folks over at XDA, there's new mentions of WAC. I guess that's how you say it. That's the Windows Hardware Certification Kit, plus the HLK, which is the Windows Hardware Lab Kit. Well, those little things have been poking around on a Pixel machine, making it look more likely than ever Google is looking to pass Microsoft's official certifications. And now, of course, this would be a big boost for the Chromebooks slash Pixel books, because the complaints you hear left and right, they can't run real apps. Basically, what Chromebook users are hoping is for an Apple-type boot camp. And by shaking the eight ball right now, my sources say, yeah, it's looking pretty good. And finally, well, we started off with Instagram. We're going to go right back to Instagram, but we're talking about a certain account out there. One disgusting account, may I say. I don't know why people even enjoy watching this stuff, but apparently enough people do to make it into a TV show. Are you familiar with Dr. Sandra Lee? Nah, probably not. But you're probably familiar with Dr. Pimple Popper. Yes, that's right. The famous Instagram account where you can watch endless videos of people having their pimples popped. Yuck. Well, apparently it's been so popular, TLC, yes, the cable television channel, has decided, yeah, what the hell? I think this deserves 6 episodes. No word yet on when this is actually going to be debuting on your television screen, but get ready for more zit popping, every other kind of growth on the skin you can imagine, in full high definition in your living room. Again, this is pretty much Hollywood saying, hey, if it's cheap, and as long as somebody else came up with the idea already, we'll put it on the air. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website. You can find our podcasts, our blog, and reviews. It's all over there for your choosing. Find us on Facebook and Instagram as well, British Tech Network. Promise, all of our content on Instagram is pimple-poppin'-free. You can find us on Twitter as well, at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, that is where all the fun is happening. Come and join us if you haven't already, britishtech.com. The News Show will be back on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you're having yourself one kick-ass Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.